You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Vermeer. We're brought to you by Marth Haller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Well, why do we live here in the Northwoods? One of the big reasons is, of course, the outdoors, the hunting, the fishing, walking trails. North Country Trail Association, the Shawamigan chapter, has announced their schedule of hikes for 2025. Whether you're a hardcore hiker, you like to go several miles, or you like the shorter distances, they have options for everyone. And you can check out the complete list of hikes scheduled for this summer at northcountrytrail.org/events. That's northcountrytrail.org/events. The first one is scheduled for Saturday, May 31st, and will continue through October. Again, opportunities available for those who like to walk short distances or long distances, either one. Again, that website, northcountrytrail.org/events. Well, health officials are saying at least 7 people in 6 states have been affected in a new salmonella outbreak that has been linked to backyard poultry. 2 cases were identified in Missouri, plus 1 each in Florida, Illinois, South Dakota, Utah, and Wisconsin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported the outbreak this past Monday. The agency says that people got sick in February and March of this year. They all had the same strain of salmonella, a version that has been traced to hatcheries in the past. You can check out more news at civicmedia.us.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's gone! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its 3rd game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up. And then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the 7th inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, you look at their names in their lineup, they're very, very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit. He's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same 2 teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Bowl Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to the low 30s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Near 70 by Friday, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.